This recording is for the Rafael Borja teleconference with iAdvise, scheduled for Friday, November 21st, 2014, at 7 a.m. Central Time. Good morning. My name is Katie, and I'll be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Davivienda Third Quarter 2014 Earnings Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press the star key, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press star 2. Thank you. I would now like to turn the conference over to Rafael Borja of iAdvise Corporate Communications. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you, Katie, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to Davivienda's Third Quarter 2014 Earnings Conference Call. Today's call is for investors and analysts only, therefore questions from the media will not be taken. Joining us from Bogota, Colombia are Mr. Efraín Forero Fonseca, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Javier Suarez, Executive VP Financial Risk. They will be discussing the results per the press release distributed yesterday, Thursday, November 20th. If you have not yet received a copy of the earnings report, please visit www.davivienda.com on the Investor Relations section, where there is also a webcast presentation to accompany the discussion during this call. If you need any assistance, please contact iAdvise in New York at 212-406-3693. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that any forward-looking statements made today by Davivienda's management are subject to various conditions and may differ materially. These conditions are outlined in the last page of the company's press release in the disclaimer, and we ask that you refer to it for guidance. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Efraín Forero, Chief Executive Officer of Davivienda, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Forero, please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody, for being with us today in this third quarter presentation about the results of Davivienda. We are going to speak in first about the main highlights and then about the financial results in this presentation, according with the presentation that maybe you have already received. In general terms, this term has been a very good term. We have got very good results, and I would like to go to the presentation in the page number 5 and start with the main results about the Davivienda. First, we have a net income of 754.3. That is 27.3 higher than the quarter compared in the past year. Our return on equity is 16.4, and that is improved from 13.5 from the third quarter of the year 13. Our efficiency reached 52.5. That is 218 basis points lower than in the third quarter of the past year. Our gross loan portfolio increased 21% compared with the same quarter in the past year. Our non-performing loans in up to 90 days was 1.6. That is 5 points lower than the last year. In the page 6, we can speak about our consumer loan and our personal banking results. In the first, we can speak about the mortgage loans portfolio that grew at the rate of 28.6. That is a really very good growth. It's higher than in general term of the market. Our disbursements in mortgage in Colombia were Colombian pesos of 785 billion during the quarter. That represents a growth of about 48% more than in the third quarter in the past year. Our consumer loan portfolio is growing very well at the rate of 14.2%. with an increase of 28 in payroll portfolio. That is our main strategy in this product. The results are very good, and these figures are related to the results in Colombia. Our consumer loans also grew significantly in the third quarter in terms of the disbursement, since we have 3.3 trillion pesos, that represents a growth of 19.2% related with the past year. In terms of our commercial loans, it's also very, very good. Loans grow at a rate of 21.7% related with the past year, the same term. The corporate loan segment represents the largest space of loan portfolio with an increase of 21%. Our portfolio related with construction is growing very well. It's growing at a rate of 34.7% compared with the past year. One of our main strategies in the bank is our small and medium businesses, and it's growing well. It is finally probably the disbursement of Colombian pesos of 111 billion during the third quarter. That it means a growth of 33.6% higher than the past year. We are working very hard, page 8, related with our strategy with the assets under management. And first, we are working in the merge of the company that we bought last year, Corredores Asociados and Davi Valores, and we expect to be able to merge those companies in the first quarter in the coming year. Our assets under management are growing very well. That actually we have about 27 billion pesos under management in the different funds and assets that we are managing from our customers. This is one of our main strategies in the bank. In page 9, we speak about our behavior in Davi Plata, our platform that is related with the base of the pyramid in Colombia. We have already have more than 2,000 companies that are using the platform to make the payment, mainly related with the payroll payment that they have in the business. And it is really very interesting the way in which this platform is evolving. We are having more than 46 million transactions that represented a growth of 68%, and the amount that we are paying is about 2.2 billion pesos in September. So it is behaving very well. We believe that this platform is going to be willing to handle with many other different kind of businesses, with governments and with companies, and will allow us to make the different kind of offerings and value-added services to the base of the pyramid, and to be one of the main offerings that we might have to those people that we want to include in our society. While we were accepted in the list of the Dow Jones Sustainability Index, in page 10, we have the acknowledgement that were made to Davivienda We have now, we are now one of these companies that are in this index. This represents a very good knowledge for us, and we are working very hard to keep in this index and to work in the different aspects related with our sustainability, both in the different terms related with our different aspects in our strategies and in our commitment with our social commitment and with the environment commitment that we have with the company in the long-term vision that we have in the company. In page 11, well, we have had very good results in the terms related with the investor. IFC helped us with a subordinate loan of 172.5 billion that has a term of nine years. We made a securitization of 256 billion mortgage loans in Colombia, and we expect to be able to do another mortgage securitization in the coming months. In October, we issued senior bonds for 600 billion. All of them have been issued in very good terms for La Vivienda, that let us know how the market in general terms accepts and see the risk that we have in the risk application that we have in the region. Well, now I'd like to let Javier Suarez to speak about the financial results. As you may see here, our results are very, very good. We are glad about them, and we expect to be able to have a very good year.
Good morning. Moving to slide 13, on the assets. The asset growth for the year-over-year rate of 16% was driven mostly by the strong performance of the loan portfolio with 21.9%. We believe that this asset growth has been sustained in all the different loan portfolios, as we will see in the next slide. This growth of 16% is a mix of both the Colombian operations growing at 15.3%, as well as the international operations growing at 18.4%. So we believe it's a balanced growth across the geographies in our business. Moving to slide 14 on the loan portfolio, we can see that the loan portfolio growth has been very positive on the three lines of businesses, with a gross loan portfolio of 21.3%, and on the mortgage business it's been 28.6%. This is still a very impressive growth rate, although it's declining as expected from previous quarters. It's still very, very strong growth rate. On the consumer side, we've been improving our growth rate from previous rates. In the first quarter of this year, which we were close to around 6.5%, we're now back to 15.3%. There's a very strong growth on the payroll portfolio, the payroll lending portfolio on the consumer side. And also commercial portfolio has been performing very well during the last quarter, and this gives us a 21.7% growth rate for the commercial portfolio on a year-over-year basis. The total loan portfolio amounts to 47 billion trillion pesos as of September of this year, in a very balanced way, as you can see in the graph on the right-hand side. If we split the growth across geographies, we can see the Colombia portfolio is growing at 21.3%, and almost exactly the same growth rate for the international operations at 21.4%. So it's very, very balanced growth across the different lines of businesses, as well as across the different countries in which we have operations. Moving to slide 15, on the quality of the portfolio as well as the coverage, the quarter has been a good quarter. The quality has improved from 1.7 to 1.59 on a consolidated basis for the full geographies. And in the Colombian portfolio, it's also improving from 1.67 to 1.66 percent. That's good news. We've been able to achieve the growth rate that we discussed before, maintaining the quality of the portfolio, the sound quality of the portfolio. In the meantime, we've also strengthened our balance sheet by increasing the coverage ratio, going up from 236% to 249% on a consolidated basis, and also on the Colombian books, going from 256% to 273%. So we are very, very satisfied with the quality of the portfolio, the performance of the portfolio. Moving to slide 16 and a little bit more detail on the different portfolios, the commercial portfolio is improving from 1.49 to 1.25 for the last quarter. On the consumer portfolio, we've been on a downward trend over the last year. That trend continues. We can see that the last quarter has been a good quarter, in which we've moved from 2.11 to 2.02 on a consolidated basis. And there's also an improvement in the Colombian book at the same time. In terms of the coverage of the portfolio, it's also improving from 297% to 308% on a 90-day basis. On the mortgage portfolio, there's a slight increase on the quality of the portfolio, going from 1.7 to 1.84. There's a small vintage of loans that explains this increase. For very specific reasons, was divorced during the previous quarter. We know that that's a small vintage that has been is not part of the overall mortgage portfolio policies. So we believe that these indicators will stay stable for the coming quarters. We have no worries about this portfolio in terms of quality. Moving to slide 17 on funding sources. The funding sources have been also growing at an 18.6% on a year-to-year basis. Strong growth on the deposit side, both demand deposits and term deposits growing at a close to a 20% rate. Our bond our bond funding has also been increasing to 6.9% due to the bond issues that were discussed before. We've also been growing on lines of credit with correspondent banks as well as development banks, Colombian development banks, and we're up to 25.5% on a year-to-year basis. So we can see that the core funding lines are going at a very good rate. So we believe that the balance sheet keeps being very healthy in terms of the funding that we're acquiring. In terms of funding sources, it's up to 53.2 billion pesos, and our ratio of loans, net loans to funding sources, as defined below, it comes down from 86.9% at the close of the June quarter to 84.8% at the September quarter. Growth and the funding has also been strong both in Colombia as well as international, with 17.9% in Colombia and 21.5% on the international side. So we believe that the balanced growth that we are seeing on the asset side is also being accompanied by balanced growth on the funding sources, both across geographies as well as across the different lines of funding. Moving to slide 18, in terms of capital structure, we maintain our levels of capital from 11.06 on the June quarter to 11.22%. In terms of Q1 capital, It's coming down from 6.89% to 6.61%. That's expected as we keep growing our asset portfolio and our capital base also only increases when we have our shareholders assembly due to Colombian regulations where we can move our retained earnings back to capital. We have a more detailed explanation in the coming slide. In terms of the equity, the shareholders' equity is up to 6.6 Colombian trillion pesos. With a growth of 13.4% on a year-to-year basis. The quarter was also a very good quarter with a growth of 4.4% compared to the previous growth. Moving to slide 19, this is a slide that we are including for comparative purposes, beginning with our current T1 level, which is 6.1%. This 6.1% we have to add the occasional reserve. This point, these 80 basis points, are part of what we have on our equity that retained earnings from previous years that we have been keeping this reserve on an occasional reserve account. As mentioned in previous calls, we have decided to move these funds to a capital account in the next shareholders assembly. So those 80 basis points will be part of T1 in the coming March general assembly. We also have anti-cyclical provisions that, due to Colombian regulations, are not part of the equity of the capital calculation. These are part of a loan reserve. But to put it in international standards, that implies that we have 60 basis points that are part of that, that on an international basis would be considered T1. We also have 90 basis points, additional 90 basis points of current earnings that will be being part of T1 and T2 capital during the next assembly in March. And in addition to that, we have the 4.7% Tier 2 capital that we have at this time. So if we add up all these capital sources, we'll end up with 13.5% solvency ratio on a comparative basis, international standards. So we believe that this is a level in which we can operate safely with our robust balance sheet. Of course, if the growth for the following years continues, we will look into other sources of capital, but for the time being, we believe that the amount of capital that we have is enough to sustain the current growth on the loan portfolio. Moving to slide 20, in terms of margin, financial margin, we see our NIM coming down from 7.1% to 6.7%. This decrease is explained by an extraordinary amount that we had on the June to September quarter of last year that is part of the 7.1% of the June 14 quarter. That has been phased out during this quarter, so we're down to 6.7%. We have expectations that the NIM will improve during the next quarter, coming up to around 6.9 to 7% by the end of the year. In terms of the cumulative margin, we're moving up from 1.5 billion pesos to 1.97, close to 2 billion pesos in terms of financial margin. Moving to slide 21 on expenses, we can see our expense ratio at 52.5%. It's coming down on a year-to-year basis, so from 54.7%. That's part of our strategy, of the bank, of the peer strategy. We've been working on improving the efficiency of the bank. And this 52.5% includes both our core efficiency measure, which has improved more than what we are showing here, but also some extraordinary expenses, such as the incorporation of the Corredores Asociados expenses that has an impact on these numbers, and as well as some extraordinary write-offs, in particular a technology project in Costa Rica. Those two lines explain close to 2 points of growth on our total expenses growth. On the bottom part of the slide, we see that the expenses are growing at 11.5%. If we exclude these extraordinary expenses that we are incorporating due to the Corredores Asociados integration and this technology project, our expense ratio would be close to 8.3%, which is we believe it's in line with our expectations in terms of expense growth. When we compare that to the growth on the financial margin that we saw on the previous slide, so our core efficiency is improving. This year we have a couple of issues that are moving our efficiency ratio higher to 52.5%, but our core efficiency measures, internal and core efficiency measures, show us that we're still improving on our overall efficiency on the bank operation. Moving to slide 22, on the net income of the bank, we're closing with 754 trillion pesos profit. Our net income is growing at 27.3% rate on a year-to-year basis. And our return on equity is at 16.4%, very close to what the numbers that we were showing on the previous quarter of 15.5%. That's close to our expectation by the end of the year. That should be around these same numbers. Moving to slide 23, where we have our net income, we have the reconciliation between the individual financial statements with 754.3 billion pesos that comes from 655 from the Colombian operation plus 98 from billion received from the international subsidiary. We have then the international operations with 113.8, which is also the same amount is being deducted as when we go through the consolidation process, going back to 754.3 billion pesos of cumulative net income. Those are the main numbers. As mentioned before, we're very pleased with the overall numbers of the bank in terms of growth as well as efficiency and profitability of the bank. At this point, we would like to open the call for questions.
Thank you, sir. At this time, we will open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key, that is star one, on your touchtone phone now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star two. Again, that is star one for questions. Our first question comes from Thiago Bastia from ITAU BBA.
Yeah, hi guys, it's Thiago Batista from Itaú BBA. Thanks for the opportunity. My question is regarding the solvency ratio. The slide 19 is really very nice, and thanks for this slide, but I still have two small questions on this slide. The first one is only to confirm if the last year retained earnings is inside of these occasional reserves, and if these earnings will become part of the Tier 1 during the next year. And the second one is regarding the anti-cyclical provision. Do you believe that with the implementation of the IFRS, you will be able to revert at least part of this anti-cyclical provision?
On the first question, the occasional results that we're showing are retained earnings for previous years, not last year, but many years ago that have been retained on the equity of the bank. The retained earnings from last year, part of them have been already moved to capital, part are committed to become capital in the next shareholders assembly. But the number that we are showing on the slide is making reference to previous years, not last year, but many years before, that we have returned earnings amount that will be effectively moving to capital and the next shareholders assembly. In terms of the anti-cyclical provisions and the IFRS regulations, we have to separate two issues here. One issue is the capital requirements under Colombian regulations. As of now, we've been told by the superintendent that there will be no changes on the capital regulations due to IFRS. It might be for other reasons, but in terms of IFRS, will be changing the numbers in the accounting, especially in the consolidated financial statement. But in terms of the sovereignty regulations, we will still be applying the same definition that we are using today. So we are not expecting any changes on the calculation of the sovereignty ratio. There could be a change if there's another item that we're not including in this slide, which is the loan provisioning. And beyond the anti-cyclical provisioning, the loan provisioning based on the quality of the portfolio is being done through the Colombian GAAP, which is very different from IFRS. There's also there could be an additional relief if we move from the Colombian loan provisioning regulations to IFRS. We're not including that under this calculation because as of today, what we understand from the Colombian Superintendency is that there will be no relief on that sense. We'll have to wait. There are still discussions going on in terms of the definition on both IFRS in terms of loan reserves. But as of today, we are not including any additional relief. For international purposes, we actually should have included the difference between the Colombian loan reserving model as well as compared to the international one, but we're not including that because we don't believe that that's going to be any change on that side.
Okay, regarding the last year earnings that we have already committed to be part of the capital, this is not in the occasional reserves and also is not in the current earnings. So it's on top of these two blocks.
Well, the occasional reserve block is as mentioned, does not include the last year reserves. Last year, profits, part of them were sent to the capital accounts already. And part of them were committed and are part of our current Tier 2. But we can give you a more explanation. We'll follow some more detailed explanation on that.
No, exactly. That. Okay, perfect. No, that is your Tier 1 is probably we also need to add this part that is nowadays in Tier 2. Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Alonso Arumbo from BTG.
Hi, good morning, everybody. I have a couple of questions. The first one is on loan growth. It looks like loan growth has been trending faster than expected, at least at the beginning of the year for you guys, particularly on consumer, which has picked up growth the last couple of quarters. Just wondering what your expectations are for the next few quarters. Do you think you can continue to keep this pace of growth, or do you expect this to slow down to what you had been guiding initially to around 15-16% of growth year over year? And my second question is regarding Central America. If you look at the profitability of Central America this quarter, was lower than the previous quarter. It looks like El Salvador had something to do with that, and it's the only operation where net income actually declined both year over year and quarter over quarter. Can you give us some color on what's going on in El Salvador and if this is something transitory? You think profitability can improve in that country?
In terms of loan growth, we're very pleased with the growth on the consumer side. The consumer side has been growing at 15.3%. Our expectation for the end of the year was lower than that. We are coming from a smaller growth rate from previous years. But our expectation as of today is that we will be closing the year with a growth rate close to our current growth rate, which is 15.5%. We still have no projection for next year, but we expect that this trend to continue maybe slow down a little bit, but we still see strong consumer growth for next year. In terms of the El Salvador, there's a one-time charge of close to $1 million in last quarter due to change in labor regulations in El Salvador. We have to adjust some reserves for our labor account, and that's a new regulation that was phased in during the previous quarter that accounts for close to $1 million in due to this new regulation. We take out the one-time charge. We believe that the performance of the bank in El Salvador is very good in terms of growth, and we feel very confident with the operations in El Salvador. In terms of profit, we are expecting profit for the year on a year-to-year basis at the end of this year, very close to the profit that we had from last year. In other words, we will be able to absorb this extraordinary charge that we are incorporating due to labor regulation with the organic growth of the profit for this year.
Okay, great. And looking into next year, you still expect the profitability of all of Central America to continue to increase to potentially an ROE, maybe double digits, 10-11%?
Closer to 10%, where the bank has been well. If we take out some extraordinary charges like the one I mentioned in Salvador, or the technology charges write-off in Costa Rica, we believe that the banks are improving, and we could be close to a 10% ROE in Central America.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 at this time. We are now holding for questions. If you would like to ask a question, again, that is star 1. Our next question comes from Mauricio Farad from UBS.
Hello, this is Marcio from UBS. Thanks for taking this call. Quick one on the OPEX front. You showed some improvement this quarter. Do you expect to see further improvements over the next quarters, and what's your new guidance for OPEX growth? Thank you.
In terms of expenses, the last quarter of every year is usually the quarter in which we ramp up some expenses due to a lot of projects being finalized during the year. We expect expenses by the end of this year to be growing at a rate of 11%, very close to what we have at this time. Some of the extraordinary expenses that I mentioned will are not recurring, so we are not expecting them for the last quarter of this year, but that will be compensated by the ramp up on some of the projects that we are being working on that will show up as expenses during this quarter. Overall, our expectations are a growth on expense on a year-to-year basis at the end of the year of 11%.
Thank you.
Thank you again. We are now holding for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 at this time. Our next question comes from Luis Adami from Newfoundland.
Hi, good morning. We're just wondering if you could give maybe some color on potential impact of the tax reforms in Colombia for 2015. Thank you.
That's a very good question. It's very, very hard to answer because at this time we don't have the final version of the tax reform. In general terms, We're expecting an increase on what they are calling impuesto a la riqueza, which will be close to 166 billion pesos in the next 3 years. We are expecting changes of, let me just give me a second while I look at the different numbers. Yeah, it's we have different numbers because there are different versions of the tax reform going on in Congress, so it's very difficult to look at these numbers. They're changing every week. We have our latest analysis, which certainly will change before the end of the year, is that we will have 166 billion pesos for the coming 3 years as part of the impuesto a la riqueza. We will have also close to 400 billion pesos over the next 4 years in terms of an extra income tax. But it's very hard to incorporate these numbers. We would rather have a slide once the reform goes on and we have more clarity in the numbers, that we can include numbers that are closer to reality. As of now, every number that we can give you is speculative, and we would rather keep it on with us until we have more information on the tax reform.
That's great. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Juan Amaya from Ultra.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for the call. I would like to know what is the exposure of your corporate loan segment to the oil and gas sector, principal in Colombia?
Before I answer that, and let me stress that the numbers I just gave are numbers for the four-year period. Those are not on a yearly basis. So that's why we have to be very careful with how we use those numbers on the tax reform. We don't have a large exposure in terms of the oil sector. We have a very well diversified exposure on the our corporate portfolio. We don't have at hand the numbers on the oil sector, but the sector which we are not worried in terms of the quality of the portfolio. We feel very confident with the quality of the portfolio overall.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you again. We are now holding for questions. Please press star 1 if you would like to ask a question. There appears to be no further questions at this time. I would now like to turn the floor back over to Mr. Ferrero for closing remarks.
Okay, no. Well, we believe that we are having a very good result in this course. And we are going according with our projections for the year. We believe that we are going to have a good year this year 2014. And we are very glad to have you today. And thank you very much.